Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Goes to the attention thing that you just said, negative or positive. It's all about attention. But, you know, going back to the podcast before that, the master. If you master something or work on something, that would give you make you worthy of knowing. But, you know, hey, I did this crazy antic, or I looked this crazy way. That's no grounds for giving you attention. Well, in my opinion, but as you can see, others believe differently. And which goes to what Mental brought up about the spirituality stuff is the new attention getting thing. Didn't you say that, Mental?
Yes, I did.
As in, what did you mean by that?
Oh, with this spirituality, it's like everybody's doing it now. You know, everybody wants to be a part of it to get whatever attention. But since they can't get attention in their regular life, because of for whatever reason, they use spirituality as a colorful flag. Hey, look at me, I'm over here. Hey. Okay, so they will join these groups, these spiritual groups, just to be around somebody when the people that are there genuinely are there to work on self. This person that's using spirituality to get attention, they're not really working on themselves. They may take notes here or there, but are they really doing the work? You know, like, everybody wants to grow until it's time to grow. You know, I just see a lot of people using spirituality as the new way to get attention.
Being that you have been for at least 25 years, correct?
Correct.
Have you noticed a rise in the number of people who are trying to speak about this?
Yes.
Any thoughts? Damn.
Many.
Say it. Spit it out.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for someone to jump on their microphone. He's leaning back right now. I just see him leaning forward. To touch off of what Mental said and yourself, many are followers, fewer leaders. People like to be a part of a movement. Not to touch on tattoos, but if you look at how many people had tattoos 25 years ago compared to today, so who are the OGs that had them? And look at today, the majority of people, 51% or more, have tattoos. So with spirituality, with the advent and the progression of social media, it's much easier to take pictures of yourself or create a name and be on some of the social media platforms to garner attention. That look at me, I'm doing this, which is what Mental said, being part of a movement. But where were you 10 years ago, 5, 10, 20 years ago? What were you doing then? If you're old enough, I understand somebody might be 21 years old.
I was going to say, some of these people might say, I was in diapers.
I understand.
I had a Bible in my mouth.
Back to what I was trying to say. I'm gonna have to throw this out. You got a lot of followers out. But I do want to say to some of us that have been around for many years, but we hid our stuff due to the simple fact that we was told that it was not of the norm. It was not of religion. It was of so-called devil. It was evil. So for some of those, they wasn't followers. They was more or less waiting for the opportunity to arise. Because a lot of us are actually more spiritual than we are religious, because we are born into a spiritual realm, not the religious realm. So I do want to throw that out.
Well, since we're throwing stuff out there, I had a young man in his 30s speak to me yesterday. And actually, Tara, the guy was 2 years younger than the guy that was in your room. And I asked him a few questions and stuff to, you know, try to get a gauge on if dude was really, how far out of thinking, how disconnected was he with his peers. And so I tried to see if somebody who's 2 years younger than him had the same energy as far as toward this generation. And I did find out something that actually goes into this topic. And I was like, man, why does your generation have a beef with mine? And he said, man, and this is the example he used. He said, you know, I can see somebody in a nice car and all that. And if I walk up to him and say, hey, man, how did you get that? Your generation is all standoffish. Y'all don't tell us. You know, and it's kind of like, I guess we hoarding the information. He said, some of y'all may say something. Every now and then somebody may say, but for the most part, it's kind of dismissed. And then somebody in my generation got up and was like, hey, man, y'all got to realize, man, our generation, we had to get it on our own. A lot of information wasn't just handed to us. Right? And so, how am I now? Here it is. Rafiki, I know in a couple of other podcasts and all that, we talk about information and how much information should remain hidden. Now, could the problem be our generation has been quiet too long and left them leaderless? I thought. As in, you know, leading these people through the spiritual thing. Hey, nah, this the right way to really do that. You need to be studying. You need to be getting your stuff before you be talking. Hey, you need to work on this. You need to work on that with inside yourself before you even start. Boom, boom, boom.
And then you got ones that we do that, literally say, hey, let's try it this way. Not telling you that you got to do it this way. Let's suggest something new. And we'll throw that idea out there. But the individual don't want to do the work. Well, and that's where the problem lies within it. So to answer your question, I would have to say we're doing it correctly. We done it. We had to get our own information. We had to do our own research. We didn't have a phone at our beck and call where you could just go onto that phone and research whatever you want to research. When we had to research, we had to research it the hard way. We had to gather our stuff the hard way. It wasn't freely given to us like it is nowadays. People have lost the way of learning how to gain knowledge.
So us as a generation, we got to act butthurt and be like, hey, we had to get it the hard way. Y'all got to get it the hard way, too.
It's not. It's trying to actually show them respect, but they're not taking it as that. They're taking it as a form of disrespect. So the answer to the whole situation is, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's the topic again?
And then listen.
It boils down to communicate.
Tara?
I have observed with today's generation as compared to older generation, the sense of entitlement is astounding to me. How many want things bestowed upon them or given to them without them putting in the time or effort to acquire things because of a finger. It's about instant gratification today. So we all have leaders, hopefully, that we have looked up to some degree or learned from. And what Rafiki is mentioning back in the day, as opposed to in today's world, we went to libraries, we used a card catalog, we used encyclopedias, we referenced National Geographic magazines. These are antiquated methods that we utilize to acquire knowledge and integrate it into our lives or to complete a task upon us. Where today, with snapping that finger, the instant gratification, you can look something up immediately.
Well, we didn't grow up in the era, Tara, we had to go to the record store and buy a record or get a dub it off a friend. You know, they grew up in an era where you could download it off of pirated websites. When you talk about giving and all of that stuff, I mean, this is the generation that you know, a lot of free stuff. And which is interesting because, you know what? I get accused of yelling a lot, right? And nobody ever says and really speaks to what made Paul yell. Now, here it is. All these people are calling me a teacher and all of that stuff. And so when does Paul yell? When people are not paying attention. And if you go to any classroom, any school around, when a class is not paying attention, the teacher brings that class to order some way. It could be yelling. It could be throwing something. It could be kicking somebody out the room. It could be whatever. Interesting how people want to give me this title, but then when I have to do teacher things, then you have a problem. But that's not why I even brought that up, because within that, I say, Paul yells when people are not paying attention. And if I started thinking about that word, and what's the first word in before attention? Pay. And paying for something is a fee. And getting back to, you know how I like to bring everything full circle, generation, or a lot of people are cheap and don't want to pay for stuff. They want stuff free. But I'd be surprised when people are not paying attention.
People are too poor to pay attention.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.